Trade Union Congress is calling for another four bank holidays to bring the country in line with the European average. The commentator Phil Kelly's with us, along with the businessman Erwin Armstrong. Morning, Phil.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning. Morning, Erwin.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Phil.
Why would we need more bank holidays, Phil Kelly?
Well, it's an idea the TUC have brought forward. It was also included in the Labour manifesto. And think about this, Stephen. Earlier in the week, we had a bank holiday. The next UK-wide bank holiday is Christmas Day. Now, the benefit of giving people more time off is obviously to get more time to relax, spend time with their family. But here's the really good thing. A happy workforce, a contented workforce, is a more productive workforce.
Yeah, but a workforce that isn't at work isn't working, yeah. And that's hardly going to help productivity.
Well, it does. And if workers are more relaxed, they have more time for family events, and equally this even goes for the working week and the length of the working day. So, you know, why are we all working 8 to 12 hours? When you reduce that, what we find is productivity of the workforce goes up. So it's a win-win-win. I think this is probably the least controversial story you will cover all year.
Yeah.
Who doesn't think that an extra 4 days off is a good idea for workers who are already working far too hard for much less than they were getting? Let's embrace it and enjoy the time off with family and friends.
And Erwin Armstrong, just before I come to you, just a little bit of breaking news this morning. It is that a Scottish judge has refused to order a temporary halt to Boris Johnson's plan to shut down the UK Parliament. This was a group of 75 parliamentarians who were seeking an interim ruling. It's actually similar to an injunction, this, at the Court of Session ahead of a full hearing. The request was declined by the judge, who said he was not satisfied that there was a cogent need for this to happen. But the full hearing will now be heard next Tuesday rather than Friday. In the context of this, of course, the Prime Minister wants to suspend Parliament for several weeks ahead of a Queen's speech on the 14th of October. And that, of course, just a couple of weeks then ahead of our date to leave the EU, which is the 31st of October. So a Scottish judge basically refusing to issue a temporary injunction. Back to bank holidays. Let's make the workforce more happy, Erwin.
Well, I'm all in favour of making the workforce more happy, but I'm not necessarily in favour of increasing the costs to business. I think we've seen what has happened in the European Union over the last 30-odd years, where seven countries had about a third of world trade. Now the 28 countries of 15. You know, the EU is not competitive in the world economic development. We're having to compete against companies in the Far East and even now in South America and Africa. And if you keep increasing the burden of cost in the UK, we're just going to become less and less and less competitive. And Phil's argument...
Well, you wouldn't want a race to the bottom, Erwin.
No, what I want is trying to compete in the world, give people jobs. I mean, the question in the end, in the longer term, will be jobs versus no jobs. At the moment, it doesn't apply. But I think the argument that, from Phil's point of view, that productivity goes up. You know, a lot of people are working in automated industries where the productivity is not necessarily determined by the application of the worker. It's determined by the speed of the machine. So it either runs or it doesn't run. There's nothing you can do with that.
Okay, Phil Kelly?
Stephen, we have Erwin, and I'm imagining him sitting here like Scrooge with his fingerless gloves counting his pennies. You know, China gets 20 of these days, Japan 16, France 11. Much more productive economies than ours give their workers more time off. And we live in a society where we're arguing whether it's feasible to pay workers a living wage.
We're going to have to leave it there. Phil Kelly, thank you. Erwin, thank you.